Noah Hawley is a superb storyteller. His book, Before the Fall, one of the most suspenseful books of last year, holds your attention before and after the fall. In this case, the fall is a private airplane crashing into the ocean off Martha's Vineyard just 17 minutes after takeoff. On board are 11 souls. Crew consists of a career pilot, his playboyish co-pilot, and a beautiful single flight attendant. On the passenger list are owners of the plane, wealthy media mogul David Bateman, wife Maggie, their two children, Rachel and JJ, plus an armed bodyguard who accompanies them everywhere for reasons soon to be revealed. Also on board, a Wall Street titan being watched by several various federal agencies for questionable and possible illegal behavior, his wife, and Scott Burrows, a handsome mystery man invited by Maggie at the last minute. It's not really a spoiler to tell you there are two survivors, Scott Burrows and 4-year-old J.J. Bateman, the last remaining member of his wealthy and powerful family. The story zigzags between the aftermath of the crash and backstory of the victims, all of whom, when exposed to scrutiny, are intriguing pieces of this puzzle. The investigation by the NTSB is the source of never-ending fodder on all the 24-hour news networks, and I use the term news loosely. The talking heads fill airtime with theories and conjecture to the point where Scott goes from being heralded as a hero for his rescue of young JJ to harassed for his survival. Ironically, the 24-hour news network owned by the late David Bateman himself is at the epicenter of all the misinformation. Sound familiar? The egomaniac talking head Bill Cunningham from the Fox-like channel is obsessed with the incident and quick to pronounce, "Planes don't just crash, people. This was sabotage. There was a shoulder-fired rocket from a speedboat. This was a jihad in a suicide vest on board the aircraft, possibly one of the crew. Murder, my friends, by the enemies of freedom." Thus launching a wild witch hunt and the trial-by-audience nightmare for Scott, our would-be hero. Author Noah Hawley uses this format to address a very real human impulse of wanting to understand why certain people and not others get caught up in tragedies like 9/11. Can an event like this happen randomly, or does something sinister always have to enter into the formula? Even in today's world with our incredible technology, it seems impossible that a plane like Malaysian Flight 370 back in 2014 can just disappear from radar and the reason for the fall and the loss of all those souls be forever a mystery. Before the Fall can be found at the Park City Library. This is Barbara Brett's Friend of the Park City Library.